Okay, how long a break do we want to take?
5 minutes, just run down the hall and back.
And because reconvene.
I think so too.
Okay, we had covered some of the items under old business. Concerning the materials update, I think we need to possibly establish a method for making sure that the kinds of things that we commit to in terms of materials actually do happen. At the last meeting, we talked about the report from Terry Harris. Actually, this time, I think most of that ended up in the minutes. And so, you know, I think we ended up with that information, even though we didn't get it in the way that we kind of prescribed that it would happen in the minutes. We have received a lot of materials in the last time between meetings, and I think that we need to be sure that we pay attention to materials that come to us and actually do read them and are familiar with them, so that if there are things we need to act on, we can do that. We have, for instance, had letters to Governor Johans regarding the vendors program, and the notice of the quarterly meeting for December 8th. We also got an email about a website of one of our business enterprise managers, and I thought that was a kind of a fascinating thing. Also, we've received the annual report from the Rehab Council for fiscal year 2000. Information about the technology access clause, and there was a fact sheet that Pearl sent out about the 788. And we have received information concerning Joanne Wilson in her attempt to become the new commissioner for the Rehabilitation Services Administration. And the final 107 monitoring report. And we also received correspondence about the evaluation, the director's evaluation, the letter that I sent to Ms. Billings. And we have the letter to Conroy and the one that he sent back to me. And that one, I really do hope that at some point you will try going to the website and give me some feedback on that, because we need to follow up on whether that works for anybody, everybody, or nobody. We really do need to continue to stay on top of that. I'm glad that Jonathan is going to meetings and that kind of thing, but we as consumers need to actually use these methods and let them know if they're really workable or not. Also, I had to write a letter to Doug Burley acknowledging that we exist, so that the Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired would be considered the designated service agency and the designated service unit for the blind. And we've also received quite a few things about the budget, and I'm glad that we've been kept apprised of those things as they've gone along. We've received information about the digital news also information about pay increases for staff and the staff awards for the third quarter. And we can add our congratulations to Suzette Ingram and also to the Omaha Office of the Commission for being Team of the Quarter and for being Staff Person of the Quarter. I think it's good for us to know about these things and also to add our thanks to that of the rest of the staff. We do have a hard-working group of people, and it makes our job a lot easier. We're also continuing to get center surveys, the follow-up surveys, and I'm glad for that. It keeps us in touch with what people who have been involved in the center are doing, what they thought about it, how they felt about their training. And I appreciate getting that kind of information also. We've also received some information about the state plan, and there was an email also about informed choice. We talked about that a little bit earlier, and you know, I certainly recommend that you read these things, because we really need to be on top of this stuff. We can be asked questions at any time, and when we get the materials, we need to use them, because that's part of why the staff is sending them to us, is so that they don't necessarily need to explain and re-explain some things. So I just want to let people know that these things are available. We are a public entity, and the kinds of things that we receive and that we send back and forth are public as well. And I think it's good for us to make sure that that the receipt of these kinds of things and the ongoing nature of them is part of our public record. And I don't believe I have anything else on that item. We do have it on the agenda pretty much every time, and probably will continue to. I think that leads us, you know, fairly reasonably into the other issues that we haven't yet dealt with in the old business.
The Friends of the Commission.
Because that's something we've received some materials about.
And I just gave Pearl a copy on disk of the Article of Incorporation and the bylaws for that. We had a couple of ethical concerns with regard to the role that the commissioners could actually play in establishing the foundation, and we learned that there were some issues with, say, like we had wanted to have Pearl as the registered agent for the foundation, and also have the three attorneys being the incorporators. And apparently the Game and Parks has run into some problems with their foundation in having conflicts of interest. And so we decided that we should not take on those roles as incorporators and as directors, and as having like the registered agent be the director of the commission and having it located at the commission. Now, we have learned that several people have offered to be directors, and I need to talk to Mike Floyd to see if you would not mind being an incorporator.
Yes.
On that, because then we can just put you down and perhaps use you as the registered agent for that, if that's not a problem.
And that usually means the registered address is at the home of the home or business of the registered agent.
Of course.
Okay.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. And then, Bill, do you have anything on the SS4?
On the what? I didn't hear you.
The SS4?
No, not yet.
SS4. Okay. Help me out. What does that mean?
Yeah, sure.
Social Security.
The tax ID number.
Pardon? There's a form that you have to establish a foundation, you have to file the Articles of Incorporation with the Secretary of State for Nebraska.
Right.
You also have to file for an employment identification number with the federal government in conjunction with that, to get things up and running and to get clearance for tax exemption purposes.
And what state did you say that was in?
I've gotten the form. I haven't completed it yet. And okay. I don't have the other forms that the Social Security process they would send me. They gave me assurances twice that they would get those forms to me. They haven't come yet, so I'll get a hold of them again Monday and see where we can go with that. Just get that on the road. That's a time-consuming process anyway, and if they don't get the forms to you, it really lengthens things out, so.
Yeah, they say for reporting back from the, you know, government as to whether this has been approved or not, it's like an 8-week.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question. What, how we decide on the directors? There's one there that I'm really sort of questioning also with regard to conflict of interest.
Oh.
Pat Fisher.
Right.
I really feel strongly that that's a, that could be a conflict of interest.
Yeah. And I need to get these bylaws to Pat also to look over. We had suggested that Pat Fisher be a director. One of the things, I gave two versions of the Articles of Incorporation to Pearl because we do not have to name the directors in the Articles of Incorporation. We simply need to name the incorporators.
Right.
And so if we don't name the directors now, that gives us a little more time to get the paperwork filed while looking at these other conflict of interest issues, and we only need the incorporators to sign onto that, and we don't even need it to be notarized.
Right.
Okay, now how many incorporators do we need to have?
We just need one.
Just one. So we have an incorporator. Is that what we're saying now? That is Mike Floyd? So at this point, we could sign the whatever the
Articles of
Incorporation. Thank you.
File that with the state, and then the bylaws do not need to be adopted until the first organizational meeting.
May I ask a question? You gave us the bylaws on the disc. I mean, the articles on disc. So are you wanting us to go ahead and print up the version that just has Michael's name on it, and then what exactly do you want us to do?
That will need to be filed with the state of Nebraska. I can write you an email that tells you.
That'd be great.
So we don't actually need to sign anything at this point? We just need to get it filed and get it in?
The commissioners won't
at any time
do anything.
Okay.
We can't
But you'll fill out those forms, won't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Those forms, we'll get those filled out.
Thank you.
I guess my other question would be, in reviewing the minutes from the last meeting, I know we had run a couple of ethics issues by, did we ever get any answer with respect to whether funds from that particular trust, I believe it was, could be used for the filing?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Catherine Robinson.
We did get the answer, and that is no. Even the commission's cash funds or trust fund interest, everything else is still considered state funds because it is part of the commission's assets and cannot be used to do this. So I think it's minimal fees. You know, I mean, we can just, I'll just take care of that, or if we want to pass a hat or whatever, but.
I don't think you should withstand the top of those.
No, I don't either.
I don't think you should.
Okay, well, I'd be glad to, but. We can't do it as a commission anyway.
Madam Chairperson?
Yes.
How much money are we talking about?
It's, I know there's a $10 filing fee, $5 per page of the Articles of Incorporation, and then I'm forgetting some other.
Public notice probably runs about $30, and then a corporate seal, probably another $20,
$25.
So we're talking about
$50, $60. Yeah. How about the incorporator and that?
And you could be reimbursed as the corporation receives money.
Why don't we just plan to do it that way?
That's a wonderful offer.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
All in favor of accepting that offer?
Aye.
Subject to reimbursement.
Yeah, and you would be able to be reimbursed after the money starts coming in.
Rolling in.
We hope it's rolling in.
Okay, so now as far as the choosing the directors or whatever you call them, is that now Mike's responsibility? Are we responsible for that? What is the next thing? I'm absolutely ignorant.
Well, I think the commissioners and whoever's interested, they can set forth their ideas and get everybody together and agree on anywhere from, what, 3 to 15 directors, but that that comes after we get them on file and so forth. Then we can develop a procedure for doing that. Nothing has to be done now until after the articles of they're on file, and we pick the directors, and then they go from there. But
probably have to have the tax exempt status ratified before you can start soliciting money.
That's right.
So we're probably, if you're talking, if that takes 8 weeks, we're probably looking at. We could have all the, the game plan. So as soon as that was ratified, you could, start soliciting.
Go from there, yeah.
Yes, it seems like it isn't really necessary to wait to come up with suggestions until that happens. It seems like while we're waiting for that to happen would be the time to be discussing that with people and that kind of thing, so that when those come in, we don't have to have another time period for coming up with whoever's going to be administering it.
Yeah, this is the game plan time.
Because
then once, as soon as the tax exempt status is ratified, then it's time to start moving forward with solicitation.
And we would encourage members of the public to give, if you could email Pearl or call her or something, to give names of possible other directors. I know we've spoken before with regard to that, and we've brainstormed amongst ourselves, but we're here for the consumers. And
you can also email me with those suggestions.
Can we have information about the on the NCBVI website, or do we maybe need to link it to it?
We definitely need information on it, on the site itself. My understanding of a link is to another website, so I don't know that it would be a link, but definitely a page,
Yeah, I just wonder if conflict of interest, that's a problem, if it can be on the...
No, I don't think so, because it is for the specific purpose of raising funds for the commission. Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine that it would be a problem.
I was just thinking out loud. While I'm doing that, if you don't mind if I jump in very quickly, I know
that's fine.
Comment, but let me ask you this. You had mentioned that Mike, is Jamirak, by the way, you had mentioned that Mike was recommended to be the incorporated commission. How does that quote unquote conflict, or does it, with his role in the SRC?
The, do you want me to describe?
Sure.
When I was, contacted the State Office of Disclosures and Accountability. So, a new agency. I didn't know it was busy before, but anyway, to talk about, to find out what we needed to pay attention to with regard to the conflict of interest. The main issue that they brought up is that people who would be making policy decisions about, that would relate to the other body could not serve without having a conflict of interest. Now that there's a commission board, the State Rehab Council certainly still has a role, but it is not, it's a little more advisory. I hate to use the word because the Rehab Act took that word out. It's really not an advisory council, but it certainly doesn't have the policymaking power that the commission board itself has. So commissioners could not serve on as the board of the Friends of the Commission. But the Rehab, although we didn't specifically discuss the Rehab Council, from the, just the nature of what they would look at if it were a question, I would say that the Rehab Council does not have that kind of power, so to speak. Now, I would certainly, these are state agencies we're asking these questions of. If anybody, you know, wants to find out more about how all that works, you sure could do that.
They're very good explaining things.
Yes. Yeah, he was real glad to work with me and answer questions.
Yeah, I'm just concerned about the public perception outside this room. But they might think if they, you know, nothing against Mike. That's my concern.
Well, if he sets up meetings for the Rehab Council in Hawaii, the funds of the event his friends were
But if he's going to have a meeting to raise funds from Hawaii corporations.
And that's another thing, we're talking about other, you know, directors. Let's all think outside of the box. If you know anybody who's into fundraising,
right?
You know, that's what we're really looking for. And I always encourage more links with the private sector and corporations. You know, if you can get some people who have some access to when they're doing their budgets and trying to figure out allocation of resources, be a great, you know, help.
Yeah. We want to bring in dollars from the outside. I mean, we could have so many NFB, so many ACB, and that, but that wouldn't do us any good. We have to get people on the outside that are plugged in that can raise money.
Yes,
that's what we need.
We gave it a range of anywhere from 3 to 15 directors, so room to grow.
Right, Madam Chairperson.
Yes.
I know this is not the time to give people's names, but did anyone approach Senator Crosby?
I was just thinking that.
We have already done that.
Okay. And what'd she tell you?
She does not feel like she can do that at this time. She said later when you get all set up and, you know, want to send me something in writing, that'll be fine. My guess is she won't ever serve on that board, but she could well connect us with some people that have some money.
Yes, and I think it's very appropriate to bring up names. If people have suggestions of people for us or for Mike to contact, there isn't any time like the present. And I think if people, I know that there was some concern about Pat Fisher, given that he is involved in working with computer kinds of things, and one of the thrusts we were going to consider was provision of technology. Is that where people see the conflict? I'm not altogether clear on that.
Well, as a person who's a vendor of services to the agency, he could be benefiting from the money.
That's right. And that's the problem.
And so, I mean, if that is a problem, then we need to acknowledge it and deal with it. Does anybody?
And actually, when he even contacted, or I forget how the contact. Anyway, he spoke with him about it. He was concerned about that too.
His email was concerned about it.
He didn't want to do anything that would be a conflict, but he's offering. He's interested and willing to be involved if it was not a conflict.
He may have names.
Yeah, maybe there'll be.
What does he do for the state? I mean, I know he has his own company, but he doesn't.
Well, the problem would be if he's, we'd be supplying computers and so forth to blind people and so forth, and he's in that business. I talked to him, he said that, well, other dealers would be competing too, but of course, with Pat's situation as a director, that he'd have inside information that they would not be privy to, which would really constitute a conflict of interest. And we have to avoid all those appearances.
Absolutely.
Yes, and so if we want to, to make that decision, I don't really know. I keep asking if that's a kind of decision that we have anything to do with, because if we're not supposed to be doing that, then let's not do that. If we are, then let's do it. So what is the reality of that?
If we're not supposed to be doing what?
Making decisions about who would be directors or who wouldn't. Of the friends.
Well, I don't think we can make official decisions on that, but I think we can at least say, well, under the circumstance, we would prefer. Yeah, you make the decision, but we really prefer that Joe Blow not serve.
And address issues of, like, the conflict of interest type of thing, because we are in a better position to find out about that.
So, Bill, when you say you make the decision, do you mean, who is the you that makes the decision?
It would be the...
Incorporator.
It would be the incorporator, the local resident agent, until we have directors.
And then the board would decide, the founding board would decide who else was brought on to the board.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
As advised by the commission.
Yes.
Mike, what's your annual salary?
I have...
It's a very round...
Well, we're going, I think we'll double what he's getting now as a...
Yeah.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I just have a quick technical question that may have about the article. Is there a requirement for any kind of, like, a majority blind people on the body?
You know, I don't think we did that.
Okay.
I don't think there should
I don't think there should be either.
Friends
because
of the Commission is fundraisers.
Yeah.
And the farther we can go outside of our community.
Majority should be rich people.
Yeah.
Must be.
Hopefully we have friends. Just
want to know. The only qualifications are dollars.
I would love to hear some more.
Okay, so is there anything else that we need to do on that? If not, we will move on to new business. I believe we've pretty much covered the legislative update. Have Stacy and or Craig come?
No, they have not. Maybe I could report just briefly.
Okay.
Stacy, in particular, has been in frequent contact with me, getting information, getting questions answered. She's got a number of irons in the fire. There's one foundation in particular that she is developing a relationship with the head of the foundation, and he seems to be very interested. It's kind of a, you know, fish on a line at this point, but by the level of the activity of questions that we're getting, I'm really encouraged. I think she and the board, but she's the main one that contacts me, you know, they're really on this. And so I'm hopeful that, I don't know when or whatever, but I think she and the group are doing a really great job.
Well, we got in the mail, or in the email, some correspondence with Mr. Scott, and there were a lot of questions, but I don't recall ever getting anything that answered those by anybody.
We've been several. I and Bob Deaton and Bill Brown have given them different information at different times, and not them, not Mr. Scott, but Stacy, and you know, we've just had a lot of calls back and forth clarifying and more on this and that. So
he has been addressed one way or another. I mean,
yes.
We would hate to lose this
person who is interested. Yes, she is in continuous contact with him, it sounds like, because then I'll give her some information, or she'll talk to Bob or Bill, and then it won't be too long till I hear back from her, and, well, he's wanting a little more information about this, and, you know, so they're definitely in touch, and he seems to be very interested in, because he asks follow-up good questions. I mean, you know, I think that...
Well, the ones that were in that email were good questions.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is, I mean, I think it would be good to have a document that reflects the answers to those, because as that gets bigger and that kind of thing, that's the kind of thing it's always good to have some kind of document for, so that people don't have to keep reinventing the wheel on it.
Well, I, as organized as Stacy is, what I think she's putting together information. She's certainly not going to come back and ask us again something, you know. And she's working with in more directions than just this foundation that Scott's in charge of.
No, I didn't mean that she would be coming back and asking us. I meant that as this thing grows and other people ask us these same questions.
Okay.
You know, mostly I think we would refer them back to to Stacy and Craig to get the answers.
Yeah,
it might be a fact sheet that could be posted on the website.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, well, I was going to say a link, but I don't know if they're going to do a website or anything.
I don't know.
Or like a contact, you know, at least a contact link for
Stacy and Craig. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Jan, I did receive a call from Stacy this morning while I was getting things in and out of the building. And she, I had Pearl's cell, and so she thought, she was going to call for Pearl. And she is not feeling well and is needing to.
Oh, that's too bad.
Uh-huh. So that's why they are not here.
Okay. Yeah, I hadn't heard anything from them, so I wasn't really sure.
Mm-hmm. That was probably 8:30. Mm-hmm. 8:40 this morning.
Also, we were to pick them up, and we just didn't have time.
Oh.
But they...
Were you done, Dorothy?
I was just going to say, I talked to Stacy last night, and she wasn't feeling good last night. So, and I just told her, was coming down this morning, there's no way we could drive out there and pick them up and get here in time. So they were going to find other transportation, but that is if she felt good. But.
Okay, Fatosh?
I have a question to the lawyers board.
Thank you.
How important it is for us to send both the Newsline information or the Friends of the Commission information to the lawyers, where they have the information when they're helping their clients to write wills and other stuff?
Mm-hmm. Wait, could you repeat that question?
May I rephrase it?
Sure.
Are you suggesting that the Digital News and the Friends of the Commission put together information that would go out to all the attorneys in Nebraska to know about those entities to lead in their wills? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm asking if that will be an effective way of spending time and energy.
Yeah, no, I've addressed that question. I think it's, because I do a lot of estate work, and it really is a bottom-up approach. I mean, I've never had, and I throw out suggestions, but they're just ignored. I mean, people don't ask the lawyer for beneficiary thoughts. That it really needs to be a bottom up. I mean, the people need to be asking about it. So I think it's something good. I mean, it's like the churches. The churches get a ton of bequests, but it's something, the good churches that do it, they do it all the time. They're always talking about it. They're always, you know, reminding their parishioners or people that this is an option. And I think it's something that, you know, any organization that wants to solicit money from that, I mean, it's a good idea. I sent Carlos some ideas on what how to present to people ideas and how they can give money, and so I think it is it's a good idea, but I think directing it to the lawyers is not productive. That it's a more needs to be a bottom up approach. The public has to be presented with the idea, and then they, you know, can talk to their lawyers or.
I'd agree with that. We Give a Lift, and Carl Curtis, when we first started Give a Lift, we contacted him. Of course, he's been real help before his death on that, and he tried that. He sent letters to all the attorneys for Give a Lift, and we're still waiting for our first nickel. it just doesn't work.
Yeah. Did someone else have a comment about that? Okay.
Madam Chairman, is Peg Halverson.
Yes.
Is Digital News the fundraiser for Newsline? Is that, I don't know what Digital.
Yes, it is. It's a 501c3 that's being started to raise money for some of the costs of Newsline.
Is that what they support? And is that the only?
Yeah, at this time.
Yes.
Okay.
It's specific to the Newsline for Nebraska. It's to help us administer, to make sure that we, the commission, can continue to support Newsline as one of our programs.
Because that's what I'm confused about, is how that fits together with the commission, and, I had no idea, of course I'm new to all this, but who Craig and Stacy were, and how the coordinator fits in, and then the Newsline position is a paid, the coordinator position is also paid. Is that a paid position? And that's separate,
yes.
Correct?
That's an agency.
It's basically a way to solicit private dollars and foundation dollars.
Digital news is.
Yeah, or the Friends of the Commission will be. We have the commission, which is a state agency, and so it's getting money from the government. But then there's also ways of soliciting money from the private. If it's a 501c that people donate, can get a tax deduction, and foundations don't generally give money to government, but they do give to foundations, and so it's just a way to solicit private and foundation or in other charities money.
But that is not connected with the state position.
No, it's a standalone.
That's a standalone.
Digital News is standalone,
right?
But the coordinator for Newsline is a state position?
No, it's
no.
It's a contract.
That's all.
Okay. It's not a full time. It's I think about half time or
25 hours.
Okay, yeah. Position we contract with to do the coordination and outreach of Newsline.
Okay.
Okay, we also need to have something said about the state plan. One of the things that we had so carefully done back in November was to arrange for the State Rehab Council meeting to be before the Commission Board meeting so that the State Rehab Council would have put together what it was doing on the state plan, and we could do our part with it. The weather didn't, really work with us on that, and so at this point, we're meeting now, and the State Rehab Council is meeting next weekend. And so we're going to need to do something, and perhaps this will need to come up when we talk about the date and location of our next meeting, to deal with what we need to do, or if anything, concerning that. Did you have anything, Pearl, that you wanted to?
Yes. What I would like to do today is tell you about the portions of the state plan that we're required to renew or revise this year, and just give you a brief synopsis of each one. Answer questions, of course, if you have any. I did meet with Mike Floyd and Bob Burns, and Don Anderson was not able to attend that day, but we had a conference call and discussed quite a few of the attachments. Actually, at that time, we didn't yet have the direction from RSA as to which attachments would be required. I got that memo at the end of January. So, but we went ahead and worked on, talked through most of the attachments, and they kind of directed me to some revisions to make. And then we're going to meet again February 26th in the afternoon. I don't know whether we really need to. I would suggest we don't need to do that meeting. So what I wanted, and I guess what I'm thinking is, I'll give you some basics, I'll kind of do the same thing next week, take any comments, incorporate any comments into the drafting of these attachments, and then, can email them out to everybody, it's not something you really need consensus on. You need to get comment, and you need to get, I don't need, obviously I need to make sure there's nothing in the plan that the board is opposed to or has a problem with, it's not a document that you all need to sign or anything.
Yeah.
So does that sound all right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The first one is Comprehensive System of Personnel Development, or lovingly called CSPD. That is a, there are requirements in the Rehab Act now for bringing, having rehabilitation counselors all have either a master's in rehabilitation counseling or the highest level in the state. And you need to have a plan that for bringing your people to that if you're not there. And so we, in Nebraska, the highest level in the state is, the highest standard in the state is the master's degree, and that's what vocational rehabilitation requires to be hired. I document in the plan that the Voc Rehab pays $4,000 a year more to start than we do, and so, and even at that, they have trouble filling their positions with qualified people. And so, you know, it's kind of a miracle we have, you know, the qualified people that we do, but there's no way we could start requiring a master's degree for application for our beginning level rehab counselor positions. We would get no applicants. So I put that all in the plan, and I have talked before about how we're helping. We're now paying 100% for people's tuition so that they can go on to continuing education. We're that is a staff. We're doing a number of things internally to help the staff move toward that level. And also, of course, when we do hire, we, if their master's degree is there, that is a preference. So that is, I guess, the main points. And of course, Bob or Mike, if either of you remember anything more specific from our meeting.
Well, we talked about some ways of, I guess, establishing what the people in the state want, identifying needs, or I can't remember the exact.
Right, that's another attachment. That's not this one.
Oh, okay. I thought you were asking in general, but
we can go to that one. Any questions or comments about the CSPD? Okay. Then the next one is the annual estimates of individuals to be served and costs of service. That's really just kind of an internal document showing how many people we serve, what kinds of costs there are. Of course, with rehab, you know, it's averages don't mean a heck of a lot, because you can have one person who really just needs their stove marked and some basic cane travel and a few basics, and then you get the next person on the list who goes, you know, through college to law school, they need lots of high-tech stuff, and, you know, the whole thing. So in that attachment, I just try to write an understanding of some of those differences, and I do have a, you know, some numbers in there to make the feds happy. But there isn't really a whole lot on that that could be, you know, it's not really a plan or anything. The third one is the goals and plans for distribution of Title VI Part B funds. Those are supported employment funds, and there are requirements for how that can be used, what it can be used for, and so our document just tells how we do that in a way that is complies with what that program is set up to do. The next one is one Bob was talking about, the evaluation and report of progress of achieving identified goals and priorities and use of Title I funds for innovation and expansion activities. There really is a requirement for us to do assessment of needs, not just of people who are clients of the commission, but of blind people and visually impaired people across the state. We should have ongoing, or certainly periodic, assessments or surveys or something to try to find out if what the needs are out there, and, you know, then we can see how we're how we're meeting those. Bob, did you want to say anything more about that?
Well, I guess, you know, one of the, you know, you don't want to spend a ton of money to have to do a private survey agency. So we were thinking about some different ways of assessing it. Because didn't you say at one time there was a private outfit hired that did an analysis?
Yes, the State Rehab Council set that program up.